The other really, really big thing, if I could, and let me see if I can use a little different color here for you. This pyramid concept, okay, I want you to focus every bit of your attention on the top of the pyramid. This is a top-down approach, okay? That's one of the most important things for you to remember. It's a top-down approach. I'm actually going to flip the sheet in a second and give you the best tip I can give you to raise the absolute most amount of money in the shortest period of time. It's the number 33. So I'll come back to that. But let me finish this top-down methodology, if you will. This is literally, okay, 97, I'm going to do this in green, 90% of your money is going to come from 3% of your constituency. I'm actually going to need to flip this because I want you to really understand this concept, okay? Let's just talk about this for a second. 97% of your money is going to come from the top of your pyramid, okay? 3% of your family. Listen, please don't, you can look at your own records. You just have to trust me on this. I've been in this a long time. I've worked with thousands of organizations. This is axiomatic. It's not 80-20. It's not the Pareto rule. That's so 18th century, okay? It's not about 80% of your results from 20%. It's 97% of your money is going to come from 3% of your constituency. If you have 10,000 people in your constituency, that number is going to be 300. If you have 1,000 people in your constituency, the number is going to be 30. And obviously you can do your own math there, okay? Now, the important thing, again, to realize on this right now, where are you focused? Where's your development operation focusing? Where are you and your staff looking at right now? Where are your volunteer leaders who are asking them to get engaged? You're down here. You're doing this. You're working bottom up. If you go back to our funding pyramid about annual operations, down here at the bottom, this is where you have special events. Gang, I got to tell you, and I'm so sorry if this comes across wrong, but your special events are not special, and they're not events. Nobody wants to do them. The staff doesn't want to do them. Ask your board if they want to do another golf outing. Ask your staff if they want to run another gala or an auction or a golf outing. Okay? Right now, we're focused bottom up, and we need to be focused top down. I'm going to tell a little story to you, though, about hopefully this will make make the point and make it well. Lions, Mice, and Antelopes is the name of this story. It's a very simple little fable, if you will. It says that a lion is actually able to hunt and capture a mouse. Okay? The problem is that the caloric intake of that mouse is less than the energy that the lion expends to catch it. So it can chase mice all day long and catch them and eat them, and what's going to happen? That's right, the lion's going to die. Antelopes, on the other hand, it's a lot harder to catch those antelopes. You got to wait a while, the lion does the whole thing. But when an antelope is caught, that antelope not only feeds the lion, the lion's pride, the babies, and they can live off of that for a week or longer. Now, don't carry this whole hunting lion metaphor too far, but the point is, are you hunting mice or are you looking for antelopes? I had a lady the other day remind me, and if you're watching this, the wonderful women that are in the 4 Impact world, just a reminder, it's the lioness who actually does all the hunting. The lion, the guy lion just sits underneath a tree with a lion beer and watching lion TV or something while the lioness is out hunting for her pride. But either way, the point about antelopes and mice still works, okay? Stop hunting mice, $25 gifts, special events, transactions, and start looking at the top of your pyramid for gifts. So I'm going to close out this section with this single tip to help you change the entire way you fund your vision. Okay? I should have given you another vocabulary word. It just hit me. I'll try this on you right now, just from some coaching work I did yesterday. The whole idea of a campaign, the campaign word, we don't even use the campaign word anymore. We call it literally funding the vision. It's not about a campaign. It's about a funding initiative. Okay? So you can even change that dynamic. You can have a funding initiative that's $100 million over whatever time you want. And then break that into smaller pieces to be able to do it. Here's my big tip. 33. Okay? If you just focused on your top three, your best three champions, and then decided who are your next best prospects, who are my top 10 prospects below those three champions, and then, then who are 20 other really, really, really good prospects. If you add those three plus the 10 and the 20, you get 33. And I'm going to close this out by challenging you, by encouraging you. You take this motivationally or any way you want. If you were to stop right now, as soon as you're done viewing this, decide who these 3, 10, and 20 are, and then do whatever it takes, the old coach's analogy, whatever it takes to go visit with those 33 people, you will completely transform your organization. I don't even care if you don't have a presentation laid out. I don't care about anything. If you go visit with your best 33 people in the next 30 days, you will transform your organization. As always, there's so much more at forimpact.org, F-O-R-I-M-P-A-C-T.org. I'm Tom Suttis. Thank you very much.